Bob FM, it is time for today's almanac. Let's get into this thing now.
There we go.
Thursday, May 18th, 139th day of the year, 227 left to go. Lynx basketball on the station tonight, 6 o'clock. 1860, Abe Lincoln nominated for president. It was the party of Lincoln. Abe Lincoln nominated for president by the Republican Party leaders. He would go on to win the presidency. I think he was the first Republican of the new Republican Party to be elected. I'm pretty sure Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president.
I believe you are correct, sir.
1860, the state. The Mariner became the first steamboat with cargo to pass through the newly opened Panama Canal.
That was historic.
1914. What that cargo was, we don't know. Maybe Cuban cigars. Producto de Peru.
Coffee.
That was 1914. Maybe refugees.
Could be.
You don't know what kind of cargo they were hauling in
there.
There
are a few stowaways, I'm sure.
1914, 1927, a guy by the name of Andrew Kehoe of Bath, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
This took place before Columbine and Sandy Hook and all these other bad shootings and events at schools. 1927, there was one of these where this guy, Andrew Kehoe of Bath, Michigan, set off a bomb at a local elementary school.
Jeez.
The blast killed 43 people. He later killed the school superintendent, his wife, and then himself. I didn't look into it any further. I think I have it one time. You know, what was the cause of that? What was his reason? Was he just crazy, insane? Whether he had an axe to grind and that was, I don't know.
I'll dig into that a little bit.
Fact checker.
K-E-H-O-E.
1933. Wow. Daddy got a job with a TVA. We bought a washing machine and a Chevrolet.
Huh.
Tennessee Valley Authority created on this date, 1933. It was during the Depression, an opportunity to give people jobs. And, of course, it brought electricity to rural people in what was known as the Tennessee Valley. 1933. 1947, the great racehorse Seabiscuit. Maybe the most famous horse to never win a leg of the Triple Crown. Never won a leg of the Triple Crown. He's had several movies and books written and made about him. Seabiscuit dead at the age of 14.
Yeah. It's a good life for a horse.
What is that in horse years? Do we figure out what is the multiplication factor for
horses? It's like really complicated. The first few years, it's like times by a certain number of years, and then beyond that, it's like an increase of a different amount.
Sure. That makes sense.
Complex.
The older they get, the less there's a difference.
Yeah.
Or more, there's more of a difference.
Yeah.
You know, I think dogs is just seven.
Yeah.
Isn't that the
Cats are five, dogs are seven. Horses are complicated.
I learned that from Lauren Green because he would say, here's old Rocco, he's seven. That's 49 to you and me.
Right on.
1953, Jacqueline Cochran, famous pilot. She started the Women Air Force Service Pilots. It's known as WASP. Those were Air Force pilots during World War II. She was the driving force to start that. Now, she was also a great racing pilot, and it was on this date in 53 that she was the first woman. You know, Chuck Yeager was the first guy to do it.
Yes.
She was the first woman to break the sound barrier.
Huh.
And she wasn't running after Blue Light Special at Kmart. She was flying a plane at Rogers Dry Lake, California on this date, 1953. Sonic boom time for Jacqueline Cochran. 1979 Olympic an Oklahoma City jury awarded more than $10 million. You remember the movie Silkwood?
Yes.
Who starred in that? Was it Jane Fonda?
No.
Who was it? It was somebody somewhere. Why can't I think of who was in that?
I can't.
Sissy Spacek.
Meryl Streep. There you go.
Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Karen Silkwood, laboratory technician, was contaminated by radiation at a Kerr McGee plutonium plant, then killed in a hit and run accident while on her way to pass information about the plant to a newspaper reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Her story was the basis of the award winning film Silkwood, 1979.
She knew something was up.
1980 in the news. Let's go to the Pacific Northwest.
Geologists recorded the time as 8:32 this morning. Gas pressure building inside the mountain finally reached the bursting point. They think first there was an earthquake, registering 5 on the Richter scale. Then a split second later, the mountain started tearing itself apart. 4 service planes have been flying as close as they dare to the mountain all day.
Mount St. Helens would never looked the same. It erupted on this date. And if you heard that echo there, he was actually doing the report from the cavern that was created by the explosion.
Wow.
And the eruption of Mount St. Helens. Washington State, it erupted. It had lied dormant for more than 100 years. The explosion killed more than 55 people. 160,000 acres of forest destroyed. Geologists say the eruption was 500 times as powerful as the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima during World War II.
That is out of hand. 500 times more powerful?
It was powerful.
Wow.
Don't mess with Mother Nature.
No.
Don't do it.
Right there.
Or plate tectonics, for that matter.
Right.
I flew to Alaska that summer. Let's see, this was May 18th, so less than 2 weeks later. I was flying in early June, and we flew past it. You could see it.
Oh, sure.
You could see it still a bubbling. 1980 on this date. And 1995, we had to say goodbye to Samantha Stevens.
Mm. Do tell Dorian. It's sure to ruin his lunch.
It's Darian.
Darren. And I'll do nothing of the kind. Now, Mother, promise me. No funny business. Witch's honor.
Oh, you know, once they say witch's honor.
Right.
It is true. And they never go against witch's honor.
Well, they may.
I'm glad you said well, because that was one of her catchphrases. You know, when she was bewitched, she would go, well.
Yep.
Darren would say something, and she'd go, well. That was Elizabeth Montgomery, along with Agnes Moorehead as Andora, from an episode of Bewitched.
Did she have cancer? I mean, she was young at
62. She was only 62. Elizabeth Montgomery. 1995, died way too young. Birthdays today. This guy is still with us.
Now from ABC News in New York, Jack Whitaker.
Oh, wow.
Good evening. The New York Giants, with a dominating defense, knocked the defending Super Bowl champions out of the NFL playoffs. The Giants' defense kept San Francisco out of the end zone for the first time in 2 years.
Pretty familiar voice there, Jack Whitaker. Did a lot of horse racing coverage. He did golf. He did football. He was one of the broadcasters for Super Bowl I, I believe. Jack Whitaker is 93, still enjoying retirement from the world of sports broadcasting.
Good for him. He was a good one.
He's 93. Speaking of sports, Baseball Hall of Famer Brooks Robinson, pretty good third bagger, hot corner.
Yep.
For the Baltimore Orioles.
One of the greatest ever at his position defensively. He robbed Harmon on many occasions.
Mm, hot shot down the line.
Yep.
Brooks
Robinson.
Did
anybody dive to his right better and come up throwing than Brooksy?
Miguel Sano's pretty
good. Yeah, he's pretty good.
No.
Robinson
not
was
in
better.
Brooks Robinson's. No. John Castino in 1979 making plays like that as the American League co-rookie of the year with Alfredo Griffin.
That's right.
Brooks Robinson is 80 today.
Seems it never rains in Southern California.
Little kazoo accompaniment.
Yeah. Albert Hammond Jr., he wrote this song. He's 73 today. This was his one hit, although he did a lot of songwriting. He sang and wrote that song. He didn't sing. He may have probably had it on a demo somewhere.
Right.
Gimme Dat Ding by the Pipkins. You remember that Gimme, Gimme, Gimme Dat Ding? That had to be one of your favorites. Yeah. The Air That I Breathe by the Hollies. The Air That I Breathe, he wrote that one. And To All the Girls I Loved Before, he co-wrote with Hal David, who's most famous for working with Burt Bacharach.
Sure.
And writing so many great songs for the one and only Dionne Warwick. But Albert Hammond was the first to record To All the Girls I've Loved Before, before Julio and Willie.
Wow, I didn't know that.
You do now.
I do now.
Happy birthday, Albert Hammond.
How old is he?
He is 73 here today. 1971. All-Star Game, Tigers Stadium, Doc Ellis on the mound, Reggie at the plate.
Going to go a long way.
There's a long drive. That one is going way up. It is off the roof.
Yes, it was.
Transformer up there. A tremendous smash. Only eight players have hit the ball over the roof there in Detroit.
Norm Cash did it a few times. Right now, hitting it on the roof, right field was easier than left field.
Right.
Harmon did it once
in left field.
One of few people that have done it in left field. The left field roof was much further away from home plate, much farther away from home plate than the right field. It's still quite a cloudy at the transformer up there. Rod Carew would be one of the players on base, FYI. He would score in front of Reggie in an American League All-Star Game win. It would be their only win in a 20-year span.
Kurt Gowdy with the call there.
Yeah. Yep. Yes, indeed. Harmon also homered in that game in that American League win in 71.
I do remember that game.
At the Tiger Stadium. He is Mr. October. He had that game, 77 World Series, 3 home runs, game 6, I think it was.
Yep.
Reggie Jackson is 71, and he perfected the bat flip.
Yep.
There are people upset over, what's his name, Batista from Toronto for his bat flips, but this guy, he perfected it.
Yep.
He would swing and his knees would be touching the dirt.
Yeah.
Remember those pictures of Reggie Jackson?
He did not get cheated.
And how many guys have their own candy bar? He had his own candy bar. I went to Reggie night at Met Stadium.
Oh, did you?
Whenever that was, 1979 or 80.
Right.
And they gave away Reggie bars.
Yeah.
And it was just a melee. They were just throwing it out. They were throwing them to people in the little, they're not even concourses at Met Stadium.
No.
You know, it was the little ramp that you got.
Yep.
We were upper deck. Third base line, you know, the third deck there, the grandstand, and then we were leaving. They're just throwing these candy bars. It was like feeding the cattle at South St. Paul.
Love it.
But Reggie Jackson is 71 today, still going strong. So happy birthday to him. I think you know this guy's voice.
Eyes that look like heaven, lips like cherry wine.
I got to meet him and shake his hand last November.
Well, it's about time that you did. Joe Bonsall, the youngest member, he was the latest member to be. He joined the group the latest of the others, and he's by far the youngest. He is 69 today. Was there a better perm in country music than Joe Bonsall?
I think his was great. Leo Sayer had a good one on the rock side.
He did. Joe Bonsall is 69 today. James Stevens, the actor from The Paper Chase, and a very underrated show starring Tom Bosley, Father Dowling Mysteries.
Oh, yes.
Very underrated. A father, a pastor out solving crime.
Sure.
It's a great, great story.
Yeah.
You know, give the sacrament in the morning, hauling perps in the afternoon and evening. James Stevens is 66.
Book 'em, Padre.
We've mentioned this.
She's got a full-hearted memory. It won't let
65 today is the king of country.
So good. He actually, gave a show here on his birthday, May 18th, back in the 90s, 96 or 7. He played the Metrodome at the
Metrodome.
Time.
Now, the concert at the Metrodome, I'd been to one. You couldn't tell if it was the artist singing or if it was Bob Casey introducing the twins. The acoustics there were
acoustics
not good.
Were poor. Yeah. They were poor.
Happy birthday, George Strait. He's 65 today. Yari Curry is 57. Hockey player. Won a few cups there with Edmonton.
He did.
Then he also played a little bit with Gretzky. Kind of followed him to the LA Kings.
Yep.
He is 57 today. Also 57, the tennis player Yannick Noah. Yannick Noah, his son is Joakim Noah, plays in the NBA. Remember him with the Bulls, and now he's with the Knicks. Yannick Noah is 57
today.
He was
a good tennis player. He wasn't a great tennis player. He couldn't beat the top guys.
Couldn't beat Jimmy Connors or McEnroe, Boris Becker.
Not very often, but he was good.
Yannick Noah, 57 today. Rapper Rob Bass, he and his buddy DJ Easy Rock. Had a number of big hits. They were influential rappers in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s. It Takes Two is the big one. Rob Bass is 50 today. Tina Fey, happy birthday.
And I can see Russia from my house.
Boy, she took it to another level with her Sarah Palin impression.
It was pretty good.
During that presidential race, Tina Fey. She started out as just a writer on Saturday Night Live. Then they realized she could actually perform and do voices and characters and things like that. She's 47 today. We've got a country singer. This guy's got ways to go to get to George Strait.
Let it rain, let it pour. She don't love me anymore.
And he better get his act together if he thinks he's going to get to George Strait level.
Yes.
David Nail. He's carved a nice little career. He was here for Rockwood's Jam Fest.
Yes, he was.
Along with Jared Neiman, David Nail, Jared Neiman.
Yeah.
So, happy birthday, David Nail.
He wasn't overly friendly.
I'm sure you met him backstage, tried to introduce yourself to him. I'm Neil Freeman from Bob FM, and he said, who?
Yeah, he meant nothing. He didn't care.
That's a shame.
A good singer, though.
That's why we don't play his music anymore.
Right.
See ya, David Nail. 38 today. Your turn.
Wow. That's not the reason. I mean, come on. All right. Gone but not forgotten. He was one half of the Smith and Wesson firearms co-founder, manufacturer Daniel Wesson, and he makes a nice oil, too, as a matter of fact.
Wesson, some Wessonality.
Yes, very much so. 1825 for Daniel Wesson. He was the last czar of Russia. I don't know if he was my favorite or not. I haven't tabulated all the votes yet. Nicholas, he was the ruling czar from 1894.
I like what's his name.
Until 1917.
My favorite czar is Mike Fratello. He was the czar of the telestrator, yes. NBA coverage on NBC.
He would be, I'd rank him ahead of Nicholas at this point. We have Academy Award-winning director Frank Capra, 1897. He won Oscars for It Happened One Night. He also did Mr. Deeds Goes to Town. And wasn't he involved when It's a Wonderful Life? Didn't he have... I must be thinking... I thought Frank Capra was involved in some way, shape, or form with It's a Wonderful Life, but I could be wrong on that. It doesn't list it here. Let's see. Oh, the guy who gave us The Music Man. Maybe my favorite musical of all time. Actually saw it at
Shibubi.
Yes, with Buddy Hackett. The movie with Robert Preston and Buddy Hackett, which is awesome, and Shirley MacLaine. But I went and saw it, not Shirley MacLaine. Yeah, no, Shirley, it was the one
I'm drawing a blank, I don't know.
No, from Brady Bunch.
Florence Henderson?
No.
Ann B. Davis?
No, it was the other, then it was
Robert
from
Reed.
The Brady Bunch. No, Partridge Family.
Oh, Shirley Jones.
Shirley Jones, she was in that. Anyway, and I saw it at the Chanhassen, it was awesome. We're talking about The Music Man, and the guy who gave it to us is Meredith Wilson. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame rhythm and blues singer. Got to get your rhythm and blues, Big Joe Turner.
I said shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake, round and roll. Shake,
very nice. That's Big Joe Turner.
Hey, won't you write, save your doggone soul.
Save your doggone soul, would you?
That's pretty good right there.
Before Bill Haley and his comments did that.
Big Joe Turner took a run at it. 1911 for that Hall of Famer. Here's another Hall of Fame singer, actor. We watched his program many, many times. One of my mom's favorites, Perry Como.
Magic moments when two hearts are kept.
Brittany was wearing one of his sweaters yesterday.
Yes, looked like a Perry Como sweater.
Comfy.
He was comfortable, as a matter of fact. Perry Como, born on this day, 1912. Pope John Paul II. Oh, yeah, please. We need more kazoo. Pope John Paul II was born on this day, 1920, and he was the oldest of the Cartwright sons. Then he left the program, and the other three boys, or two boys, carried on. Then they added David Canary. And he's a fine singer. And he was Trapper John. He's Purnell Roberts.
They call the wind Mariah.
Wow.
Before I knew.
He sounds like Ed Ames.
He does
when
a little
he sings,
bit.
He sounds like Ed Ames.
He showed up on many other shows, too.
Lorne Green fancied himself as a singer, but he was more of a storyteller, more spoken word.
Yes.
Ringo, etc.
Right.
But wasn't Purnell, he was like Broadway trained, so he could sing.
He was, yeah. He was Adam, of course, the oldest Cartwright boy.
And he left. Why did he leave?
I don't know. He wanted to do something else.
It's one of those things where he wasn't happy with the path that his character was going. It wasn't fulfilling enough. It was John Amos from Good Times. Other people were getting all the accolades.
He was probably well into his 40s, and he was still a single and living at home with Dad. I mean, come on. Time to spread your wings, Adam.
I guess.
And then they brought in David Canary as Candy to kind of be the third one there. Anyway, that is Purnell Roberts, 1928. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Brittany, did you find anything out for us?
I did. So the Bath School Massacre, which was done on this day by Andrew Keough, apparently the motivation there was he was the school board treasurer and was angered by increased taxes, and also he got defeated in an election for township clerk. And on top of that, his wife was sick with what they think was tuberculosis, and he...
He went nuts.
Yeah, and his house was going to be foreclosed upon as well. So he had a lot of stressors going on. Obviously, does not make it okay, but that was the motivation there. Elizabeth Montgomery died of colon cancer at age 62. And the reason you thought Frank Capra was involved with It's a Wonderful Life is because he directed and produced it.
There Why didn't they list it there?
Why didn't they list that? I mean,
I
come on.
I don't know, but what old Wikipedia says.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I'm not mental.
You're not. Only a little bit.
Only a little bit. Thank you.
Almanac brought to you by Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate. Kurt Weers, United Country Real Estate in Annandale is where Kurt Weers is located.
It's a good place.
Get a hold of him right away. Oh, more George Strait here for you, celebrating birthday number 65 today. 65th for George Strait. It's got a nice long intro here. You can just go on and on and on and on. We've got George Strait, and then we'll get a Bobathon for you coming up. Total Country Bob FM.
When you hear twin fiddles and steel guitar, listening to the sound of the